KYT, KQJO, every Saturday from 11 until 12 o'clock p.m., praying for your most urgent prayer needs.
Prayer changes everything.
Good afternoon. I'm Bishop Kenny Townsend, along with my wife,
Minister Mildred Townsend.
And you're now tuned in to Moments of Inspiration, Affecting the Saints, right here on KAYT. Sit back and enjoy the Word of God. Well, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise ye the Lord. And all of the hosts, thank you all near and far for tuning in to another session of Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints, right here on this station. I'm your host, Bishop Kenny Townsend, along with my beautiful wife, Lady Mildred Townsend, and together we bring to you the Moments of Inspiration Intercessory Prayer Line Ministry. This ministry is exclusively designed to empower, to enrich, and to enhance God's people so that we can be that church without spot, wrinkle, or blemish, or any such thing at the coming of the Lord. Amen. That's right. We want to make sure, I mean, we're just like the five wise virgins. We want to make sure that we keep our lamps lit with oil. We want to ensure, amen, that nothing that we're doing is going to cause us to miss out. Those foolish virgins did miss out. It's not a metaphor. It's not a parable. It's a truth. They actually missed out because of their inadequacy to stay focused on the matter at hand. And that's the type of times that we're living in right now, people of God. Many distractions are coming your way to keep you from keeping your mind focused on the things of God. And if you don't understand that, this is how the enemy gets the edge on us. This is how he gets the advantage over us. Those foolish virgins did not keep any oil in their lamps. Praise be to God. And because they did not keep any oil in their lamps, when the bridegroom came, as a matter of fact, you got to be careful, because there are other people that want to sponge off your anointing. There are other people that want to sponge off of your prayers. They want to sponge off of your fasting. They want to sponge off of you. And that's what those foolish virgins wanted to do. They went to the wise and said, listen, give us some of your oil. But one thing I liked about it, see, when you really know who you are, you don't mind telling the enemy, no, I'm not going to go for that. No, I can't do that. No. Well, you're supposed to be loving. You're supposed to be caring. I do. But not at the expenditure of losing my soul or losing my anointing for you. So, but in any event, we just thank and praise God. We don't want you to lose your anointing for anybody. Amen. Listen, it doesn't matter. This is what Jesus said. Going to have Jimmy Townsend to come and share scripture with us in prayer. But this is what Jesus said. He said, no man that is willing to forsake all. That means mother, father, sister, brother, children, or any such thing is fit for the kingdom of God. And that just means, brothers and sisters, that you know what? I can't let anything or anyone be a distraction in my life to keep me from keeping my eyes on the prize of the high calling, which is Christ Jesus. So on that note, going to ask Lady Townsend, if she so kindly will, to come share a scripture with us, and then we're going to go before the throne of grace in prayer in Jesus' name.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Coming out of the book of Psalms 1:1, and it reads this: blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. Heavenly Father, we thank you.
Yes, Lord.
We come to you on this blessed Saturday to tell you thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Father, we know.
Yes.
Know,
yes.
God, if it hadn't been for you on our side, what would we be?
Thank you, Lord.
So many are burying loved ones today.
Yes.
What could have been some of our loved ones.
Yes,
or
Lord.
Even ourselves. But nevertheless, your grace and mercy.
Oh, yes.
Bestowed upon us. And we want to thank you.
Yes,
we
Lord.
Know it's not of the goodness of ourselves.
Yes,
that
Father.
You allow us once again.
Yes.
But we know because of you.
Oh, yes.
You're the reason we're here. You're the reason.
Yes,
for everything.
Lord.
And we
yes.
thank you today. We pray for those that are going through crisis in their lives.
Yes,
those
Father.
That are going through trouble. Those that are going through just so many other things that affect them every day, God.
Yes, Lord.
We just thank you today.
Thank you, Lord.
To bless us.
Thank you,
Lord. Keep us in your perfect will.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Just in in your will.
Yes.
We want to be in your perfect will.
Yes, Lord.
The perfect will of the Lord.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Today, as we just bless you in this day, as we continue to look to Him.
Yes, Father. Yes,
all
Lord.
Of our help coming from you, Lord God.
Yes,
and
Lord.
We thank you, God. We thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Bless your holy name.
Thank you,
in
Lord.
Jesus' name.
Jesus' holy name. Amen and amen and amen. Amen. Beloved people of God, my heart is indicting a good matter on today, and I'll tell you why. My heart is indicting a good matter because the Lord is opening the eyes and ears and hearts of His people so that we are learning to be that church without spot, wrinkle, blemish, or any such thing. My heart is indicting a good matter because you know what? You have a sincere desire to please God. Watch this. More than riches, more than glory, more than honor, more than all of those things. And yes, I know there are those out there that are sick in your body. You need healing in your body. And you know what? My heart is indicting a good matter. You know why? Because you don't have to pay for that healing. That's right. You don't have to sow special seeds to get healed by the Lord. You don't have to, amen, attend special sessions and all of these things that the charlatans and the witch doctors and the soothsayers are perpetrating today. My heart is indicting a good matter because God, again, is visiting His people with no strings attached. Praise be to God. He is visiting them in their hour of need. He's visiting them in their hours of distress. That's right, beloved. You heard me right. There's no strings attached. There's no gimmick lines. There's nothing that you have to go through so that you can buy this blessing. You can buy this healing. Listen, you don't have to buy that child's way out of jail. You don't have to buy that husband who's got cancer or sow a special seed or an anointing or anything like that for God to bless you. Oh, yes, my heart is indicting a good matter because there's a man in the city. And His name is Jesus. And that's right. He's healing everybody. All you need to do is just get in the vicinity of what He's coming through at. And no matter where you are, He is able to do that. All He asks you to do is just surrender to Him. Surrender your heart to Him. Surrender your mind to Him at this moment. And I guarantee you, God will meet you where you are. That's right, beloved. It's not going to cost you $19.99. It's not going to cost you $1,450. It's not going to cost you a $15 love offering. It's not going to cost you a $1,000 love offering to show just exactly what you need God to do. It's not going to cost you any of those things. You're not going to pay $15.99 or $14.99. You know what you're going to pay? I believe, Lord. Help thou my unbelief. Lady Thompson, what do you think about that?
Amen, Bishop. It's just the truth.
Hallelujah,
amen.
Yes.
The
thank
amen.
You, Jesus.
It's for all that we receive it.
Yes.
Praise God. And the thing about it, we've heard so much that goes on in the world, and so many people don't want to come.
That's right.
To the Lord. And a lot of blessing be on the hands of those.
My
that
God.
That has really... You know, stop people from truly coming to the Lord because of greed and all of these things. But you know, the raiment that still crying alive is sparing not.
Yes,
the Lord.
Yes.
Sometimes you get a little, you know, hey, get a costume out in here. You know, like you always say, we're not just tired in the race. You know, you get tired in the things of God. But
that's
you know,
right.
We got to continue to go and continue to press. And continue to do what God has commissioned us to do. Amen. And that's to be obedient to His will. And not to tell you one thing.
Yes.
The Bible is different.
That's
we
right.
We got to take over this whole role.
I agree with you. Listen, when you embark on this walk with the Lord, there are many voices out there today. And these voices are strategically aligned to weaken the mentality of God's people. But I'm so thankful and appreciative that Jesus Christ, in His infinite wisdom, is opening the eyes, ears, and hearts of His people to realize that, you know what? There are no strings attached when it comes to receiving from the Lord. There's only one string attached. And you know what? It's called F-A-I-T-H. and you can't put no money amount with it. I know that there are skeletons of old that tell you, give me the first cake first. And watch how God took the little cruse of oil and he multiplied it. But you know what? There's no New Testament scripture to support any of the actions of the apostles where they maliciously tried to coerce people into creating nest eggs for themselves, or even trying to manipulate people to give money so that they could be miraculously healed or delivered or set free. No. As a matter of fact, everything was all about free will. That's one of the wonderful things that the Holy Ghost has afforded. Now, again, and I cannot stress this enough, God has given every man a measure of faith, but how you choose to use that faith. You know, Minister Miller, I get a little upset because I'm even hearing things that are trending now where certain ministers are out here trying to charge people $1,400 or $1,500 for prayer. That saddens me because, you know, the Bible says Jesus looked upon the people as sheep having no shepherd. And it's sad because there are people out here that are hurting. They have sons and daughters locked up in jail. They have loved ones that are dying. And then there are charlatans and soothsayers and witch doctors that are using the name of Jesus, and they are coercing the minds of the people. And then when they don't get the desired result, you know what they say? Because you didn't have faith. You had the money, but you didn't have faith. So why can't you have the faith without the money? Why? Because we have subliminally seduced the mentality of the people to say without faith, works is dead. Well, I've got news for you. It's not works that we do for the preacher. It's not works that we do for the man or the woman of God. But it's works that we do in conjunction with the things of Jesus Christ. As a matter of fact, when it comes to the things of money, if we ain't careful, a Luciferian spirit will overtake us. Remember when Ananias and Sapphira had became suddenly wealthy? And they became wealthy enough to say, you know what, this means nothing to us. As a matter of fact, we live in a society just like they did then. It took money to survive back in those days. And people said, you know, it takes money for ministry. It takes money. You think Jesus don't know that? You know, Jesus don't know that it takes money to live. You don't think he know it takes money for radio or television. I mean, we act like Jesus is some type of ignoramus when it comes to his people. But the truth of the matter is we have got to stop subliminally trying to subvert the minds of people to make them think that, you know what, the responsibility lies on them. No, it lies on the shepherds. Because when the shepherds teach the people right, when the shepherds, with all diligence and understanding, began to impart to the people the importance of what loving God is about, when they began to share with the people the importance of why we must do what we do, when they start to do that, you know what? People will instinctively do what they need to do to support what needs to be supported. As a matter of fact, find me one scripture anywhere where Jesus or his disciples or anybody in the body of Christ after the time of Jesus, and even during the epistles, Pauline epistles, where any of the disciples, any of the apostles, any of them were out there coercing and psychologically manipulating and trying to get people to God's blessing. Can you find me one scripture, lady? Tell me just one.
No, Bishop, they was concerned about souls, and they was about their father's business.
Indeed they were.
These, people today taking on the titles that those men of apostles of old.
That's right.
They were doing the work of an apostle. But these today, they're manipulating our people to get more and to get over. And it's so sad that
it is.
People don't get that word to see that what they're saying. It's contradictory to the real word of God. Once you got the spirit of the Lord and you're hearing all of these things like that, and you see that it don't even, you know, it don't even compare to what God's word is saying. It don't add up at all. Amen. They're telling you that your best days are coming, and it's going to get bad out here, Bishop. And it's getting bad.
You said going to get bad, or it's already bad?
It's already bad, Bishop.
That's
and it's
right.
Going to get bad, according to the word of God. And everybody's telling, you know, they're just looking for more stuff
Right.
And knowing that this ain't going to be, you know what I'm saying? Our right. home is not down here. We're going to be prepared to get to meet him one day. Praise the Lord.
Yeah, you're absolutely correct, because I know there's many things that I've heard, and, you know, it's not scriptural, because they've got to go by what the word says. You know, what we got going on right now, we got people that are subscribing to what they call the fivefold ministry, and so they think that in the process of subscribing to the fivefold ministry, we have to regurgitate what we hear other people saying. But listen to this. Where do we find in the Bible, in the New Testament, where the Bible says that a great revival is getting ready to take place? A shaking up is getting ready to happen as never before, and people getting ready to come into the kingdom, and there's going to be a worldwide revival. As a matter of fact, the Bible tells us that there's going to be a falling away. Y'all need to get this. You need to understand this, that Lucifer has something out here in today's society to keep people from really properly aligning themselves with the Word of God. So we're gonna talk about why it's important, amen, to be up under leadership that is pointing people back to the truth. Because when you have proper leadership pointing the people back to the truth, listen to this carefully, and we're gonna go to an Old Testament scripture also to solidify this. When we teach people right, you don't have to prime them. You don't have to beg them. You don't have to do anything. The way that you teach them how to love and the anointing of being up under your tutelage will help them to understand their role automatically. But what happens is, if we start to submerge their minds, we're just getting more money, more money, more money, more money, 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 money. Money is coming to me now, and all of these things like this. What we're actually doing is being a dog. We're being like a dog returning to his own vomit.
Yeah.
Because we chased money when we were in the world. We chased it. But the Bible said that our blessings would chase us down and overtake us. So what is all the subliminal and psychological manipulation needed for? Why do we have to hype and subvert the minds of the people to give so that they can be blessed? When the truth of the matter is, what does it profit a man to gain the world and lose consciousness of what his soul man is about? As a matter of fact, as I said this before, we ought to take a break and come right back. What good would a $10 million do you if you need another liver, if you need another kidney or another spleen? What good would $10 million do you if you need another heart? You need the cornea of somebody's eyes to see. What good would that money do you? You got that money, but you know what? You won't even be able to enjoy it. As I said before, Steve Jobs had 10 of billions of dollars, and he couldn't even enjoy it, Lady Townsend. Now, I can understand Steve Jobs, because Steve Jobs is not a professing disciple of Jesus Christ. He's not a professing apostle of the Lord Jesus, or a bishop with bishopric of the Lord Jesus, or an evangelist, or a teacher, or a prophet. He's not any of those things. And yet, the Baylor mentality has overtaken the mentality of God's people today, and they're gone a-whoring after the gods of gold, silver, and paper currency. Ladies and gentlemen, anything you want to share before I take this break?
Go ahead. I'm in the car.
All right, well, listen here. I want to share this with you all real quick. Some news you could use, first and foremost. The First Baptist Church Amulet, located 1116 Amulet Street in Natchitoches, Louisiana, where Reverend Thomas Carter, Sr. is pastor, is inviting you to the annual Taste of the First Baptist. This is going to take place October the 15th at 5:30 p.m. For more information, you can contact Sister Marie at 352-8931 or Sister Pope at 318-352-3314 or any of the church members of the First Baptist Amulet. Again, they're located 1116 Amulet Street in Natchitoches, Louisiana. There's going to be various chefs which will prepare dishes and present them for your tasting. Save the date. And also, I got something else I need to share with you. And good afternoon to all of our KAYT listeners. I'm Chip Kenny Townsend. Thank you for keeping your dial set to KAYT KQJO. Right now, we get some community news that we'd like to share with you in Alexandria and surrounding areas. And right now, we've got Pastor Reverend Dearborn of the True Believers Missionary Baptist Church on the line right now. He's going to be sharing with us what's happening with their Feed the Hungry program. Good afternoon, and thank you for joining us, Pastor Dearborn.
Well, good afternoon, sir. How are you?
I'm blessed of the Lord. How about you?
For a young fella, I don't do bad at all.
Well, listen, sir, we just thank you for taking time out from your schedule to share with our KYT listeners what's going on in the Alexandria area. I understand that you're having a feeding program, and I already see that the hours are going to be from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., but maybe you can share the particulars with our listening audience as to what this Feed the Hungry program is about.
Yes, sir. What we're doing is on Wednesdays after the first and third Sunday, between 11 and 1 o'clock, we have our Feed the Hungry program, our free lunch program for all those who are hungry. Mm-hmm. It's free to come by. We're located at 4101 Duhon Lane right here in Alexandria. And we it's a new program that we're getting started. And so we're just trying to get the word out so people will know if you're hungry, stop by. And partake of what we have, and we'll feed until all is gone.
Okay. So it says here that it's going to start probably at 11 o'clock a.m. until 1 o'clock p.m. Now, for those that are listening to this and they don't know exactly probably how to get to you guys, is there information that you can share with them, giving them some kind of landmark information to show them exactly where you are?
Well, yes, we are located, as I said, at 4101 Duhon Lane. If you're familiar with Lee Street, approaching MacArthur Drive, where the Kim's store is, if you turn right there in front of the Kim's store, down Duhon Lane, when you get, if you go past the water, you've just gone too far.
Mm-hmm.
We're right there beside the water.
Okay. All right. Well, I tell you what, is there any special qualifications for coming? Do they need to come with ID, or is there a certain age bracket? Is it for senior citizens, or who is the targeted audience that you're looking at to get to feed the hungry?
The key word is hungry.
Good deal.
That's the pre-qualification.
Okay, well, that sounds like a winner to me. And again, we thank you time out for sharing that information with us, because just as the Word of God says, Jesus said it so eloquently. He said, when I was hungry, you fed me. When I was naked, you clothed me. When I was in prison, you visited me. And many people ask the question, says, well, Lord, when did we do that to you? And he answered them and said, when you've done it to the least of these, my brethren, you've done it unto me. Congratulations.
Exactly.
And keep up the good work, Pastor Dearborn. Thank you so much. And we'll get
and
you
thank
back.
You.
Yes, sir. We'll get you back, and you have yourself a blessed day.
All right, you as well.
All right.
Kelly's Sitting Service is a personal care assistance agency. Kelly's assists with bathing, grooming, meal preparation, medication reminders, light housekeeping, laundry, and more. Kelly's has served all parishes of Reading 6 for over 27 years. Kelly's is now providing services to our veterans in their homes. Locally owned and locally operated, with a desire to assist members of our community to remain in their homes for as long as possible. Thank you for giving Kelly's the opportunity to serve you with dignity, respect, and compassion, which has been our foundational qualities throughout our ministry. Kelly's is seeking attendants and caregivers with the same qualities of dignity, respect, and compassion that have sustained this agency. Again, thank you for 27 years of service to Central Louisiana. Kelly's is an equal opportunity employer. For more information, 318-793-8453 or 1-800-913-7784. The website is KellyServiceHouston.com. Kelly Sitting Service is another proud sponsor of KAYT-KQJO-FM.
And we're back. This is KAYT-KQJO, where we are constantly revolutionizing gospel right here in the Sinlaw, Miss Lou area. exclusively designed with you in mind. Again, we thank and praise God for you, you, and you tuning back in. As I said before, my heart is inviting a good matter because I'm seeing a move of God. Now, if you call that revival, I'll take that. I will take that. I'm seeing the hearts and minds of God's people wanting to be used as never before. And watch this. Without the official ecclesiastical titles that many people today are coveting. The good thing about it is you don't have to, a person that, you don't have to be and went to seminary. You don't have to be and went to collegiate college. As a matter of fact, the power and the anointing of God's Holy Ghost wants to use you. That's right. Just a little mere lay person. I think that once we come back to that revelation, then we'll start to see that things will begin to revolutionize right within the infrastructure of our neighborhoods. Because think about this. Think about this for a moment. It is imperative that we learn to break away from religiosity. Because I believe, now watch this, when people truly came in contact with Jesus Christ, there was no strings attached. No strings attached whatsoever. There was no strings attached whatsoever. Think about that. There was no mentor fees or mentee fees that they had to pay. They didn't have to show a special gift, if you will, so that they could receive the anointing. And yet, in this dispensation of time, we have deviated so far from the truth and essence of who Jesus Christ is. Do you honestly think that Jesus would be pleased? I mean, if I were to call him up on the phone right now, which I can't, just if you were to use your Holy Ghost imagination, do you think that if I were to reach out and touch him and say, hey, Master, what do you think? How are we doing as a body? What do you think? I mean, are you pleased with us? I mean, have we drifted so far to the left until, you know, we're not salvageable? Because you did write us the book of Revelation, and you said, I have somewhat against you because you left your first love. We have to think in terms of first love would be equivalent to a man who pledged his devotion to that one and only wife that he loves dearly, or that woman that is pledged to love and devotion to that husband. She or he has now become, watch this, their first love. And yet Jesus gives us the solemn admonition by saying, you have left your first love. Now, you know what? That's real love. He's bringing you back to where we have fallen off. And he's talking to the body. And now watch this. I, being one of the candlesticks that he's referring to, have a solemn obligation to remind and bring people back to the total and loving realization that as a leader of the Most High God, I have that responsibility, because Jesus said this in terms of us that are leaders and pastors and overseers. He said, remember from whence thou art fallen and do thy first works over, or else I will come and remove thy candlestick. Look how y'all getting quiet on me. That's right, the leaders and the pastors symbolize being the candlesticks. And I don't know about you, I ain't ready to go yet if it be his will. But I want to find myself being fashioned after the similitude of Jesus Christ enough to be able to please him. And this is the reason why it's imperative for us to teach and help people to understand, because, beloved people of God, you can go this way. You can be the one through all the motions. To work for a boss years ago in Chicago, and it was confusing to me. He was a prestigious entrepreneur, store owner, a little grocery store that I worked in. It was a food and liquor store, and the man had exceptional entrepreneurial skills when it came to getting money and things of that nature. And I think that's what's happened to most of us in the church today. I think we've taken on the churches some type of entrepreneurial business. And Jesus gave us clarity by understanding that, that ain't how I want it. When he ran them up out of that temple, he was saying, don't y'all do my church like that. Don't y'all turn this into no business. Don't y'all turn this into some type of escapade for yourself. Don't do that. Don't do that. I'm not pleased with that. And this is nothing personal to anybody. This is to my body. I'm telling my body, don't do that. Listen, whatever you need, I've got you covered. Jesus. And so therefore, as I said before eloquently, that when that man pledges his allegiance to that wife and that wife pledges her allegiance to them, they depend on each other. After my children came, my responsibility was to provide for them. And since God called me to pastor a church, my devotion and my love for the congregation, putting them up under proper tutelage, helps them to understand that it is I that am willing to give my life for them as opposed to them supposed to be doing for me. We got it backwards. And we get it right. When we get it right, then God will help us to raise up people around us. You know, I first saw what Pastor Aid was really about when I read something in the Old Testament. When I read what the Pastor's Aid Committee was truly about when I read in the Old Testament, I read a segment where God was bringing the children of Israel against the inhabitants of Amalek. And what God told, Joshua, he said, listen, go get you some men so we get ready to go out and fight. He didn't tell him to just go out and fight. In other words, Joshua, I relish your expertise, and you know the people that are noteworthy to do what is needed to get the job accomplished, because he had set up under the tutelage of Moses for a substantial good time. And he knew what his leader was like. He knew what he was required. See, that's what it's all about. When we show the love and the devotion, it automatically, the residue of our anointing automatically, it starts to ooze on those around us. Aaron, Hur, they all stood around Moses, and they saw the anointing from the time that he came down from that mountain. And they saw the brightness of God on him. So when they got ready to go into battle, watch this. Moses is now stricken in age. He's not as youthful as he used to be. Some of us pastors, we're not as youthful. We're not as flamboyant as we used to be. We can't squawk and holler without sending that heart into a rapid beat or rage. Or they'll find us keel over in the chair after we get the preaching. In other words, testosterone has greatly diminished. And I guess it would be safe to say that we probably developed a little too much estrogen, because we ain't got that fervor and fight like we used to. And yet, Moses is pretty much in that same category. He's not as youthful, but yet, though he's up in age, he still got some strength. God tells them, go smite Amalek. Joshua goes out and they start fighting. Moses takes the rod that God gave him, and he stands up on top of the hill, and he raises his hand as a gesture of victory. We already got this victory, and he raises his hands up. And Joshua looks back, and that was all the okay that he needed. That Moses, you got our back, we got yours. We're going to fight for you. You ain't got to be down here in the front, forefront. We'll fight for you. Why are we fighting for you? Because you're God's anointed. You're God's chosen. You're God's righteous. We will fight for you, Moses, and we will fight for this great nation called Israel, because God said, I will make a name for myself out of us. Isn't that wonderful? But when they looked up and saw that Moses began to tire in his arms, see, that's why it's good to notice what kind of leader you got. It's good to notice the take. Because, see, when you've been around them long enough, see, again, Pastor Aid ain't got to ask for nothing. When you have the right Pastor's Aid Committee around you, you ain't got to beg, plead, pump, prime. You don't have to do any of that. When Hur and Aaron saw that Moses was getting a little tired, he didn't have to beg. Hey, look, y'all, come on over here and help me. Y'all see I'm old. Come on over here and help me. They instinctively knew, because of his privilege, we know that this is an anointed man of God. And so, therefore, when he's done all he can, we're willing to help him do what he can. That's what love does. There was no psychological manipulation. You didn't have to tell him, if y'all hold my hands up, God's got enough blessings for you. If y'all hold my hands up, God is going to send a great blessing on you. They instinctively knew that we all in this together. See, that's what proper tutelage does. We don't have to stand up from sun to sundown talking about tithes and offering. Proper tutelage coupled with love causes us to do that. Now, the thing about it is, if we ain't careful, we can mesmerize the minds of the people, and then we can call them operating in a way that still don't mean nothing to God, and you don't want that to happen. You might say, well, how is that, Pastor Townsend? How is that, Brother Kenny? How is that? Because when we go to the book of 1 Corinthians, the Apostle Paul eloquently puts it this way. He said, though I speak with the tongues of men and angels and have not charity, I'm become a sounding brass and tinkling cymbal. Wait just a minute. You mean I made the tongues to account for anything? Nothing. You mean to tell me just jumping and shouting with my Holy Ghost don't mean nothing? Nothing. Or as a little kid say, nothing. Nothing. The greatest that God is looking for is love. And love has been greatly misconstrued. Love makes you think that if you give me what I want, that's love. Uh-uh. It's about us accepting what Christ has already given us. He's already given us everything to life and to godliness. I told you, Pastor's Aid Committee got this thing all backwards now. You think that giving Pastor some money is the thing that he needs. But I've got some news for you. I don't need your money. Guess what? When I'm going through spiritual warfare, I need somebody that's willing to fast and pray and stand in the gap and say, Pastor, I'm lifting you up before God. And you ain't got to tell me. But you went on that three-day fast because you understood that we are at war and the enemy don't play fair. But Pastor, just as you had our back down through the years, I got your back. And I ain't got to even know it. Before Moses knew anything, here comes here comes Aaron, and they're lifting his hands up in spiritual warfare. See, you're looking at this thing from the natural. Look, y'all ain't paying your tithes, and y'all listen here. If y'all know where to pay your tithes, no. Get you some folks that know how to fast and pray and let God touch the heart. Moses did not have to cry out to them, would y'all please come hold my hands up? I can't do this by myself. As a matter of fact, if the people ain't paying, the preacher ain't staying. He ain't seen none of that. It's time for us to walk in the true anointing of the Lord. This is what he said. This is what the Apostle Paul said. He said, and though I have the gift of prophecy, and y'all know how much y'all love to run behind these false prophets of today. If you ran behind the agape of Jesus Christ more than you ran behind some anointing, huh? Some $1,500 prayer activation. If you ran behind the bona fide agape love of Jesus Christ, let me tell you something. Jesus said, the works that I do, you shall do also. That was the tutelage that Moses left with his young generation. Just as God has given me the victory, he will give you the victory too. But now we want to monopolize this thing and we want to make it political. And so therefore, the one who pays the most tithe, that's who I think should be sufficiently in my entourage. Those that reach out to me and give me the most during my anniversary or my appreciation, those are the ones who I politically and strategically will place in order. That's not how God operates. That's how man operates. You saw how God picked David. Politically, Samuel thought it should have been one of the ones that was handsome and robust. And yet God gave us a teaching, and look how far we've strayed from it. We're looking for somebody that can give tithe and offering more so than somebody that can pray and fast and lift us up like and Aaron did Moses. We got to come back to what's right. And until we come back to what's right, there will be no revival. That's the revival right there. Praying and fasting and getting in sackcloth and ashes, there's going to be a falling away. It is already here. Are you not seeing the food shortages that are happening around us? Are you not seeing farmland being wasted and diminished on every side? Are you not seeing the prices of food skyrocketing? Gas suddenly took a big increase in all of these things, and yet you're talking about getting more money, but you're not telling the people that soon money will have no value because they're working on what's called a euro, a digital euro now, where everything will be digitally taken care of. You will have a digital trail. There'll be no more cash. But no, that's why pastors talking cash, because they need your cash before this gets in. Oh, I know y'all gonna get mad at me. Y'all gonna get mad at me, but I'm gonna tell you the truth. This thing is slowly taking place. They're trying to take currency out of the agenda, but while you jumping and shouting, becoming all emotionalized, and God's got a blessing for you, you're not seeing the termites that are eating away. But the Holy Ghost shines a light so that we can see. For if the good man of the house knew what hour the thief was coming, he would not have suffered his house to be broken up into. What else do you have to say, beloved apostle? Because at the end of the day, all of this stuff that we're doing don't mean nothing to God. He said, and though I have all faith, you know, false prophets love to talk about faith. All you need is faith in God, and God's going to do this, and God's going to do that. But let me tell you something. I need faith to be in good standing with God more than I need faith to have plenty of good standing in my pocket. Y'all better hear me. And you better hear me with diligence. You need faith to be able to have good standing with God, because you can have all of the money. Did not Jesus, again, our great instructor, show us a vitally important lesson when he went to the rich young ruler and he said, good master, what must I do to inherit eternal life? Jesus knows each of us where we are. And he knows that the spirit of error has crept back up into church. And so you know what? You're chasing dollars more so than you're chasing the love of God. But I declare, if you learn to go back to chasing the love of God, you will see your sons and daughters being set free from prison. You will see the anointing of healing taking place. And it's not going to cost you $14.99. It's not going to cost you $99.95. All it's going to cost you is, Lord, I believe. Hello, caller. This is Moments of Inspiration. You on the air? Can you tell us who you are and where you're calling from?
Bishop Tappas and Cornelius White, calling from Alexandria, Louisiana, and Minister Mildred, good morning to you and the audience.
God bless you, sir.
I just confirmed something of yours. I may be out of money, but not out of message. On Coast to Coast AM, two economists said within the next 5 to 10 years, they're going to be going to what they call a digital dollar, so they can control everything. So you won't have to worry about no paper money.
Yes, sir.
Or cash, anything like that.
Yes,
so,
sir.
Everything will be under control.
Yep.
It's been predicted in the Bible. The Bible said that we'll have one world government, one world currency, one world religion.
That's right.
So it's getting ready to come down, but all these false preachers saying, oh, it's going to be a rapture. You're going to be raptured out. You won't have to go through none of this stuff. But it's in the Bible. If the first century church was tortured for Christ, then the 21st century church is going to be tortured for Christ.
I agree.
And we just need to be ready and get ready.
Stay ready. See, because those foolish virgins were trying to get ready. They missed out.
Mm-hmm.
The five wise stayed ready. You got to ask yourself, which one am I? Am I get ready or am I going to stay ready? I'm going to stay ready.
There you go, Pastor. And I just want to say, like I said, if people don't come to Coast AM with you, they're not getting the truth.
I've got to stop you there. Please understand this. And I say this in love. God is never restricted to two or three people. Please understand that. This is not to shut you down, but this is to help you to understand that the God we serve is so vast, until just because you don't hear it don't mean that it's not being said. Please understand that. Please. Please, with all diligence, because that's the reason why he let persecution hit the church. Had he not let persecution hit, they never would have spread out and shared that message. I could still be up in Chicago, but God let a certain persecution hit me, and I moved to Mississippi. I could still be in Mississippi, but he allowed another certain persecution to hit for me to come to Louisiana. And who's to say? He might take me to the shores of Gitche-Gumee or the land of Hiawatha. I don't know. But whatever he decides to do, I'm prepared to do it. And God's going to have them to get it, just like you got it, just like I got it. Just in short, what I'm saying, Brother Cornelius, never, never limit God. He's able.
That's true. But never mind. I agree with you, and that's it. Let's just leave it at that.
Okay.
Be ready and stay ready.
Yes.
And they need to turn to the Bible. I read Proverbs 24.
Yes.
And it's very unique to what today's, what we're going through today.
Well, if you'd be so kind, I'd like you to read 1 Corinthians. 13. Yes, sir. I'd like you to read that when you get a chance.
1 Corinthians 1.
Chapter 13. Yes,
chapter
sir.
13.
Yes, sir. Read that for me. When you get a chance.
All right.
Love you, man. All right.
God bless both of y'all.
All right. All right. God bless. Amen. Okay, if y'all want to call, you can. You can call 318-484-2500. But I want to finish the scripture with you because here's what you need to know, that religiosity is not going to cut it. And as a pastor, I have to help you to understand this. My job as a leader is for us to be, watch it, sold out to the things of God. God's going to take care of me. I ain't got to look to the congregation and do nothing. God's going to take care of me. He always has and he always will. Listen to me carefully. I can say this to the glory of God. I done married folks, conducted film, ain't got a quarter, not a dime, not a penny for gas, not a cold drink of water, nothing. But God said, Townsend, when you go out into the vineyard, whatever's right, I'll take care of it. And I declare he's not a man that he should lie. You see, the problem is we want it now. Oh, we'll tell everybody else about long suffering. Okay? We're supposed to bless the man of God. We're supposed to bless me with your prayers and fasting because I'm in spiritual war. There are demons and devils that don't want to see the word of God go forth. There are spiritual wickedness operating that's trying to hack your Facebook and your YouTube. People calling on the name of Jesus, and yet they're doing all of these dastardly and terrible things. And yet that's what I need. I don't need no money. I need you praying and fasting. I need you calling out the name of Jesus and taking a spiritual authority over strong men that are operating in Alexandria, strong men that are operating in Pine Hill, strong men that are operating in Natchitoches, strong men that are operating in Winfield. Hello, caller. This is Moments of Inspiration. You're on the air. Can you tell us who you are and where you're calling from?
My name is Doris, and I'm calling from Pine Hill, Louisiana.
God bless you, Sister Doris.
I need you to pray. I'm a believer. I trust and believe God. But me and my husband are not separated. We're not divorced or separated. And he called and he was telling about his nephew and this girl. She went to get him fixed so he would want her. And at the same time, she did that to his nephew. It happened to him. She wanted his nephew to want her, but he said he started having feelings for her mama. So both of them would have got beat, but it won't these women, and that's against God. We still married. God has a calling on his son, and he had work together in ministry. And I'm praying that God will open his eyes and see what is happening, and to break whatever he put on.
So you're saying that your husband has been up under the spell of witchcraft.
Him and his nephew, exactly. He told me this. That's how I know. Say the girl told him, I'm going to give him think that he will want me. And at the same time, he saw him going to her mom.
Yes, ma'am. That's the way the enemy works. Unfortunately, your strange husband placed himself in a situation.
Yeah.
To have to because see, one thing about it is,
but I know one thing, God is not a man that he should lie.
Yes, ma'am.
God showed me this man and me 3 years ago, and I'm still standing on and believing. I'm going to trust and believe the Lord because of the call he has on his life.
Yes,
he just wants you to agree with me that work is broken. God opened his eyes to see.
Well, you know what, beloved daughter? Since you said you want me to agree with you, then I'm going to allow you to pray, and I'm going to touch and agree with you. Because again, Jesus said, "The works that I do, you shall do also." And as a leader of the Most High God, I think what happens is we start to esteem ourselves a little too much sometimes. And we've got to put the anointing back where it belongs, in the lives and the hearts of God's people. There's nothing mystical or magical about me. Just because I'm called Bishop Townsend, but I'm here to tell you, I'm your brother. Just as Jesus called the disciples friends. And then he took them out and left them with the same anointing that he had. And I think that this is what's happening. We've got to stop monopolizing as though we are some great one. That's the spirit of witchcraft in itself. When we look up to the men and women of God as some great one, we are helping them into witchcraft and sorcery.
All right.
Jesus said, "He that would be chiefest among you must be willing to become servant, not served. Servant, not served. Servant. I'm here to serve. I'm not here to be served by you. Thank God if you want to be one of those, as I said before, one of my people that's a part of the pastor's aid committee, and I need your aid through prayers, fasting, and coming against spiritual wickedness in high places. God gonna give me all the money that I need. If he lays on your heart to do that, fine, but that's not a prerequisite. My serving God.
Yes,
his anointing is. So come on, beloved. I'm going to touch and agree with you. Let us pray. Go ahead.
All right. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
In
the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Turn your radio down. I can't hear you.
All right. Can you hear me now? Okay.
Yes, sir. No, your radio is reverberating.
Just
I can't
let
hear
turn
you.
Down some of them. What about that?
You got to turn it down the way you don't hear yourself.
Oh, okay.
You got to turn it down the way you don't hear yourself.
Okay, what about now, bitch?
That sounds good right there.
All right.
Sound like Brother Steve. Sounds like Brother Steve.
Brother Steve from
Yes, sir, Brother Steve.
Yeah, man, I tell you, to me from I just come out of Cashada the negative. I'm looking like, wow, this word was feeding.
Yes.
I was eating that word, man. I appreciate you. I really do. You and Pastor Mildred, I appreciate y'all, man. I think about y'all often.
Yes, sir.
And you know how that is, and it's just a blessing to be able to touch and agree with somebody. That was just beautiful how you did with the lady just being, man, that was awesome.
Yes, yeah. Well, like I said, Brother Steve, all the glory go back to God, man. You know, and I guess people say, you know, you're too humble, man. You're too modest, you know. But you know what? That's just false humility. You do. No, it's not, man. No, it's not. Listen, I want to see you do what I do.
Yes, sir.
I want to see the little mothers of the church and the deacons of the church do.
Yes,
you understand?
Sir.
Have the same godly wisdom in their life equally as well.
Yes.
And
Brother
Steve,
I got you.
No disrespect.
Got you. Everybody needs to be power packed.
That's it, Brother Steve. That's it, man.
Yes, sir. I know you be wanting me to sing a little bit. You mean if you want, or you ain't got time?
Yeah. You gotta hit me a lick real quick.
Oh, all right, bitch. Yeah. I love you, and I need to worship. Oh, my soul, rejoice.
Ignore my key in what you hear. Let it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ear.
Man, you know what? You're going to make me want to get somebody with some drums and guitars and form and get us a group, bro.
I believe that God will allow me to get down there to Pineville to see y'all.
Yes, sir. Well, I sure hope he do it sometime soon, man.
Yes, sir.
I hope he do it soon because I want to meet you, man. I love the spirit that you've got, and I love your singing, but most of all, I love your spirit, man.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you. You know, y'all, what you're doing for the Lord is not in vain. People are listening.
Yes, sir.
And don't give up. Just keep going.
Thank you, Brother Steve. I appreciate that. As I said before, you're part of my pastor's aid committee.
Yes, sir. I appreciate that, Ben.
Did you hear what I said?
I know you got things to do. You got to get out there. But I appreciate it. I love you and Lady Mildred.
Yes, sir.
And you're my mom and my dad.
Thank you, my brother. Thank you, man. All right,
Bishop.
Love you, man. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. As I said before, my pastor's aid committee is comprised of those of you. It's comprised of other pastors. It's comprised of other leaders. It's comprised of other dignitaries, if you will, if you want to call them that. Dignitaries, if you want to call them generals in the army of the Lord. It's comprised of all of those people, little humble folk. It's comprised of a multitude of people. My pastor's aid committee is comprised of people that are lifting me up in prayer constantly, fasting and praying and speaking God's protection over my life. Because you'll be surprised the folk that say that they love God, but they ought to do evil to you. I'm talking about, listen, I heard one of the men of God today say, and he couldn't have been right, Pastor Johnny Montgomery. He said this, and he said it in the scripture, and that pertains to us today. Have not I chosen 12, and one of you is a devil? Brothers and sisters, there are people a finger snap close to you. And the whole time they are conspiring evil, but they've not gotten away with anything. And God is giving them a space to repent of their wrong. But you know what? In many cases, God has given them over to a reprobate mind. That's why they don't stop, because they feel that if he ain't stopped me yet, then everything is all right. But you know what? Just as destruction comes swift, so will their destruction if they don't repent of their wrongdoing. Let me finish this before I go. He said, even though you speak in tongues, you jump and shout. Then he turned around and said, and though I have faith that I could remove mountains and have not charity, that means the agape love of God. He said, I'm nothing. Listen to that now. I ain't nothing. You jump and shout and speaking in tongues, but you're going around here trying to sabotage and diabolically do things against people. Ain't nothing in you. Ain't nothing in me when I act like that. Can I be honest? You or I are on our way to hell. Paul is telling us that. He's got enough Holy Ghost to tell us this, that we're on our way to hell. And though I bestow all my goods, watch this, to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, it profits what? Me nothing. Every prayer that comes from my lips ain't doing nothing but hitting the ground. Every tongue that I utter that is unknown to me in intellect is doing nothing but hitting the ground. Oh, but it's time for us to repent. It's time for us to get in sackcloth and ashes and get back. The Bible says charity suffers long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Why are you jealous of me? Why are you jealous of me? Well, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. A heavenly note to back up what I'm saying. And I thank God for that. Thank you, Lord, for you have let me know that thou art with me. Your rod and your staff comforts me. And thou hast prepared many tables before me in the presence of all type of enemies. And yea, though I have walked through the valleys of the shadows of death, I fear no evil, for thou art with me. will spend my days in the house of the Lord. Hey, got to go. Love you. In Jesus' name. 1400 College Drive is to be tomorrow, 12 o'clock noon. All seats are absolutely free. All denominations are welcome. In Jesus' name.